Fox City's Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're glad to have you with us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. You have to excuse my voice. I sound a little bit like Donald Duck this morning, but I'm trying to get over the allergies.
Well, you're doing great. We know you will do great for the rest of the show.
We'll try hard.
And our guest this morning is Mr. Steve Romy. Steve is the managing partner of Dynamic Insights in Little Chute, and we're going to have a great program this morning talking about strategic planning, brand building, and what really leads to a sustainable business. So without any further ado, good morning, Steve. We're glad to have you on the program this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Really fine. Thanks for being here. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Steve, and your company, and when did you start? What do you do at Dynamic Insights?
So Dynamic Insights is a company in Neenah, and we do market research and marketing consulting. There's five of us there, and two of the members of Dynamic Insights do market research. They're university professors of marketing from UW-Oshkosh, and then there are three of us that are ex-Kimberly-Clark brand managers and executives that do mostly consulting on marketing, strategic business issues, and then marketing implementation.
Mm-hmm. And how long has the company been around?
We've been around for about 9 years now.
Okay.
We were in Oshkosh, moved up to Neenah to the Equitable Reserve Building.
Great building.
Yeah. We moved up there last year. We were in Oshkosh the first 7 years and moved up and are really enjoying the Neenah location.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a beautiful area there. You said you've been involved originally with very large groups, large brands, with Kimberly-Clark and so on. What kind of companies have you related to? What kind of people do you work with usually?
Yeah, well, my history and Tim and Ellen's history come from Kimberly-Clark, but I left Kimberly-Clark, managed a small manufacturing company out west of town and had an ownership stake in that. And then since then, most of the companies we work with are small. So I'm really an entrepreneur at heart. I have Kimberly-Clark experience because
right.
I went to college and said I'm going to learn on somebody else's nickel.
There you go.
For a couple years, and unfortunately 17 years later I said, gee, I really got to do this entrepreneurial thing.
Right.
So,
right.
I'm really an entrepreneur at heart. I have two or three businesses right now of my own.
Okay.
And what we really like to do at Dynamic Insights is work with small to mid-range companies, somewhere between the startup type companies up to, we work with some that are in the couple billion dollars,
okay.
But our bread and butter is in that million to 50 million basis. But we'll go down. We've helped a number of startups on up. So because we have big company experience, we have some of the tools
right.
to use, but we can really relate to, and we love working with those people that have a passion, those mm-hmm. entrepreneurs that say, I really want to do this and start a business.
Okay.
That's fun for us.
And your primary area is in the area of market research, correct?
Well, we have two different areas. So we can get voice of the customer through our market research, but then what we found is the company was founded with market research, but what we found over time is market research doesn't really do anything for companies. They have to implement.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do with market research is we have the ability to hold a mirror up and to business owners and say, here's what your customers are thinking.
Okay.
And then we have the resources inside to say, well, now you know what they're thinking. How do you go out and craft a message? How do you do a marketing and sales plan to go out and actually communicate why you're different, why you're better?
Okay.
So we really have two different parts of the company, and depending on what companies are looking for, we can take them all the way from finding out what customers want to crafting a brand and building a brand over time to deliver that.
Yeah, I noticed one of the terms you have in there is called being a growth advisor.
Right.
How do you explain that position, that term?
So the reason we say growth advisors, we're very focused, and it's one of the things we'll talk about today on businesses and the mistakes we typically see. We're growth advisors. We work with companies to increase their sales.
Okay.
We don't do anything with costs. We're not lean. We're not Six Sigma. We're not manufacturing. We're not supply chain. We work to increase revenue.
Okay.
Period.
All right.
Now, it needs to be profitable revenue, and we don't sell on price and that kind of stuff, but we're very focused. We are not your lean guys. We're not those guys. We're your revenue guys.
Okay.
And revenues is the primary line on an income statement.
Correct.
The most important number on the income statement is revenues.
Well, without the positive, it's hard to subtract a lot of things off of
that.
Exactly. It turns to turn negative.
And, Steve, how do folks get a hold of you? Where could they reach you?
We're in Neenah, so you can reach us two different ways. You can give us a call. We're at 720-9000. Mm-hmm. Or you can just send us an email. And my email address is SROMME@dynamicinsights.com, all one word.
Okay. Now, in what you do with businesses and business owners, the million, sometimes smaller, all the way up into the big ones, is you try to build a sustainable business. It's based on what the customer expects from the business, not what the ownership thinks the customers want from the business.
Right.
And that's what we're going to be talking about in our show today.
Right.
Is helping business owners understand the real importance of, like I started my business, I have an idea of what my customers want, but I need to listen to my customers because I might not be correct. And that can cause some real issues for my company.
Yeah, we see a lot of that. We see that mistake that, hey, I like this or I don't like this. And, you know, I learned that early in my career because one of the first stops that I had in branding and consumer products is I needed to market feminine care products.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned really quickly it didn't really matter what I thought, and
right.
I couldn't relate to it unless I went out and did the market research and
right.
understood that.
Right.
And we're going to be talking this morning about the different types of research and the different types of means by which we can determine and gauge what our customers are thinking about our company's products and our company's services. And one of the things I just want to put a plug in here for SCORE is that's one of our focuses at SCORE is we help the business owners understand what their strategic plan is. Part of that is marketing. Oh, you have to market to the right people. And Randy, being a marketing guy, this is right down your alley.
Oh, I'm having fun. When Steve and I were in the back room prepping this morning, I've been having a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I just finished the marketing segment on Wednesday night of our Simple Steps program.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm hearing a lot of the same things. And it sounds right. like we're getting close to being on the same page.
Yep. We're going to take our first break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll continue our conversation with Steve Romey, who is the managing partner at Dynamic Insights. You're listening to Biz Talk on the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happy and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Don't you know each cloud contains banners from heaven?
Shoo-be-doo-be.
You'll find your fortune.
And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're glad you're with us. My name's Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer, and our guest this morning is Steve Romy of Dynamic Insights LLC in Neenah, Wisconsin. I said a little shoot earlier.
Well, yeah,
we had a little laugh about that at the break time, but actually Dynamic Insights is in Neenah, Wisconsin. That was my mistake. And Steve is our guest this morning. Steve is a managing member. Before we get back to Steve, we'd like to just tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter in Appleton. Our chapter in Appleton is going to be celebrating our 40th anniversary next year. We have about 53 to 55 mentors in our chapter. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac. We service those 7.5 counties from here to there. And we offer free confidential mentoring services to entrepreneurs who are looking to start their business or grow their business. We have expertise in the areas of marketing, HR, IT, legal, banking, cash flow, accounting, and process engineering. We have a number of engineers in our chapter now. So if you're in business and you're looking to improve your business or you have a little challenge in front of you you'd like to overcome, give us a call at 734-7101. We're located in the Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. Or you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. And you can request a mentoring session right on the website.
Yeah, just one real quick thing, Tony, just so people understand. I've been doing some research, of course, on our annual numbers. Last year, we had over 700 consulting meetings with the people that we have as clients. So that's 700 people that we've helped and approximately 130 new jobs created through SCORE.
Was that 700 clients we did?
That was 700 client meetings.
And
about 60% of those
each meeting can be 1 to 2 or 3 hours.
Yes.
So that's a lot of hours that our volunteers put into the entrepreneurial system here in the Valley. We're really happy to do it, and we look forward to meeting you and answering your questions. Again, you can reach us at foxcities.score.org. Steve, in the first segment, you mentioned a mirror, holding that mirror up to the entrepreneur and letting them see what's going on. Can you explain a little more about that and how vital that process is in order for the business owner to really make any progress?
Yeah, what we do on the market research side is we're able to go out and get independent research and go out and research the customers of the company and ask them, what are they looking for in the market that they're in? What's competition giving them?
Mm-hmm.
What's the company giving them? What do they think of the company? And we have an analogy that we're essentially holding a mirror up to the business owner, and they're seeing themselves in the mirror. Sometimes that goes really, really well, and you see exactly what you thought you would see. Many times you're surprised with the results, and you're surprised on both sides. There are some things that, frankly, customers really love you for that you didn't know and you really aren't strategically driving. And sometimes there's things that you think you're really strong at, but the competition is even stronger. And those are things that unless you do market research and unless you get out there and really understand what customers are thinking, it's very difficult to get that information. Once you have it, it's really amazing. And Randy knows this. It's kind of you have the open book test.
Right.
And marketing becomes pretty easy.
And those are opportunities that the entrepreneur can pursue.
Oh, absolutely. And now you can position yourself because you know the playing field. So another analogy we use is kind of the strategic marketing is somewhat like playing chess or somewhat like playing football. And if you can't see the chessboard, or you can't see the other team, it doesn't really matter how you play because you're not going to win.
That's a good analogy.
Okay, one of the things about the research, though, now over the years I've found it's dynamic. A lot of people say, okay, fine, I'm going to do a research project this month, and that'll be fine for the year or whatever. How do you explain that to people that once is not enough? That this is not just something you do once?
Yeah, and there's different types of research. You know, generally speaking, when you're doing category research and you're understanding categories and competition, mm-hmm. Honestly, that research is good for, in most categories, generally years.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't change very quickly. If you're doing customer satisfaction or loyalty research, that's dynamic, and that moves quickly.
Okay.
And you want to test that much more frequently to know where you are in your delivery model. But category needs, frankly, it's pretty surprising. They don't change a lot. So those will last sometimes for three, 4 years, and you can get an indication of when the categories are moving. But even in high-tech categories, needs generally don't change. The way they're satisfied changes very quickly.
Alrighty.
So a category might be like, I have a website with Roadrunner or AOL or something. That's not going to change much because that's a category.
Right, yeah. So cable internet.
Right.
Would be a category, or car sales would be a category, or mm-hmm. those types of things. So what you sell into and what customers see as the set of solutions and options they have would mm-hmm. be a category.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, when they're looking for that set of solutions, that doesn't change very quickly.
Mm-hmm. But the needs change?
The needs will change within that, but typically what happens is the competition is moving. So
right.
their
right.
needs stay fairly similar,
right.
but how they're what their options are in the competition and what they're doing typically changes much quicker.
Like the battle between Apple and Samsung on the phones, for
right.
example. Always trying to outdo each other. Competition.
Right. But what we need in a smartphone stays fairly similar.
Correct.
It changes over time slowly.
Correct.
But our options change fairly quickly with competition.
Correct.
One of the terminologies when I talk about research and so on that I run into is the idea of either primary or secondary research. Obviously, primary being the more expensive of the two, secondary. How do you handle that and work with that? Do you balance those out? Do you use both, or is it primary research that you're doing just upfront type of stuff? What do you do both?
We do both.
Okay.
And any small business wants to start out with primary, or I'm sorry, with secondary. You can learn a lot.
Yeah.
By doing your internet searching, by using other people's results,
right,
and by tying things together, and frankly, that can be very inexpensive, and you can learn a lot.
Yeah, we recommend a lot of things, like using just the Census Bureau,
yeah.
Using the resource center at the library for all of this type of data, because there's just a world of things available
right.
to you.
Right, and we'll generally do that up front, and then we'll identify what information gaps exist, and then we'll go close those information gaps. A little bit different way we do market research is we start our market research process with what the business question is. So we start with a business objective, and then we say, what's your business question? And then we break it down into research questions, because doing research for research purposes doesn't do you any good. So what we want to know
right.
is, okay, what's your question? And my question is, how do I grow business 20%, and who should I target?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, now we can answer that question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But it has to be something that can be quantitative as well as definable in each case.
Yeah, well, we really want it to be identified as a business question, because we want to know what you're going to do with the information.
Okay.
Because it matters how we collect it.
Mm-hmm.
If we know you're going to build a marketing plan, or you're going to build a sales plan, or you're going to communicate this to employees. Those are different research needs, and we would collect the data differently.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break right here. We'll come back on the other side for the longer segment in the program. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's club. Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's club.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Steve Romy this morning, managing member, managing partner of Dynamic Insights in Neenah, Wisconsin. In the first break, we told you a little bit about our SCORE chapter, the free mentoring and so on that we do it for entrepreneurs in our seven-county area. We'd like to tell you a little bit about some of the seminars we put on now. Randy, what's going on?
Okay, right now we are just finishing up with the last two sessions of the Simple Steps program. For those of you who aren't familiar with it, it's a five-step program that we have that takes you from start to finish, basically in helping you to determine your business plan and structure and how it works. The last two sections are going to be on the financial projections, which is a full package of all of the different financial documentation
balance
that you
sheet,
need.
Income statement, correct. All of good things to read.
Right, the stuff that you really yeah. love. I know you do, and that's why I'm going to keep this short so I can get back to Steve. But anyway, I have some of the wonderful stuff there. But it's very, very important. It's vital. It's almost half of your business plan is right there. The other half, the other session that we still have coming up will be on October 21st, and that is going to be on funding. And that's a fun one. That's where do I find the money? And we start talking about the different things as far as traditional versus non-traditional banking versus things like crowdfunding and all of that type of thing to find the money for your business. So again, both of these sessions, the first one is on the 14th coming up. The next one is on the 21st. They're in the evening from 6 until 9 p.m., and they are at the SCORE office. To get all the details, again, go out to the website, foxcities.score.org. Look at local presentations, and you'll see all of the information. The one thing about each of these are $25, so go out, register, and check in on those, and they're excellent programs for you. The other program I've got going, and this one, Tony, you're going to be doing is over in Hortonville. We're going to have a special program featuring successful cash flow management and managing your banking relationships. This program is a partnership that we have going with CAP Services here in the area. As I said, it's going to be at the Hortonville Community Center from 6 until 8 on October the 14th. So we got two things going that night. Registration is at 5:30. We ask you to come in. This one is free. But we would ask you to please reserve a spot so we know how many are coming and can set things up. We're going to be talking about, again, cash flow, what you need to know about that, and then how that relates to the way you work with your banker as far as the relationships you need to develop to be successful in your business.
And they can register for that at foxcities.score.org.
That is correct.
Also, I have a quick 30-second announcement here from Fox Valley Technical College. Nationally, there's a new program out called the Million Cups Program. It's a national program designed to engage, educate, and connect entrepreneurs. And join the entrepreneur and business community from 9 to 10 on Wednesdays beginning October 28th for 1 Million Cups Appleton. Communities all over the country are doing this. It's a great opportunity for entrepreneurs and business owners to learn, network, and share. 1 Million Cups Appleton meets each Wednesday at the DJ Bordini Center across the street from Fox Valley Technical College. You can learn more at the number 1milliontcups.com/Appleton. 1milliontcups.com/Appleton. And the launch is going to be October 28th. That's a Wednesday from 9 to 10 at Fox Valley Tech's Bordini Center. 1 Million Cups Appleton is caffeinated by Copper Rock Coffee Company and the Kaufman Foundation. I think that's pretty clever.
Pretty good operation, yeah.
And they have great coffee at the Copper Rock. Bill and Emily do a great job, so if you have a chance, pay them a visit. Our guest this morning, again, is Steve Romy. He's managing partner at Dynamic Insights in Neenah. And we're talking about the value of marketing and doing research. Steve, share with us a little bit about what are the top five or six things that go into that. What are the motivators? Price isn't always the top motivator.
Now, it's one of the big misnomers that we've studied just about every market you can imagine. Mm-hmm. And one of the things we always start with clients is they'll come in and say, you know, my industry is a cutthroat. It's all about price. Customers care about price. And we've studied just about every category. Price has never been in the top five. It is not a driver of any industry. But the reason price comes up to business owners is because what consumers or customers are seeing is there's no differentiation in the things that are more important than price. And so it falls to price because, mm-hmm. frankly, everybody's the same, so I'll get the least expensive product because I'm going to get the same thing. But those top five, there's a couple of those usually in that top five that are driven by a personal interaction, friendliness, customer service, that kind of thing. And then the other ones are generally what the product delivers to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it could be an experience or it could be functional things that it delivers to you.
So before we go further, I'll give out the phone numbers. If you have a question, call in and ask Steve a question this morning. You can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside Appleton, and you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line, that's 866-887-1150.
Okay. What I was going to follow up with that is when you were stressing that those things, the key issue is always benefits to the client.
Yeah.
And how do you, you know, what are those benefits the person really puts the value on?
Yeah, and it's really understanding what those benefits are. And again, a couple mistakes that I'll hear from a lot of clients is, hey, what my customer really wants is quality. Well, there is no such thing as quality. Quality is a bundle of benefits that I perceive that I'm looking for. Or, you know, my customer wants it to be simple. And generally what that is referring to is convenience. And, mm-hmm. and many customers make the mistake that their category or the product that they sell is very important to a customer's life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you think about how many products are really important in your life, you're looking to simplify time and you don't want to spend a lot of time because you're going across a lot of categories. So convenience is generally one of those top five attributes that people are looking for in a product.
Okay, what about the emotional perception? You know, people, I call it snob appeal sometimes because I use the example of a golf ball, for instance, when I'm talking about benefits and features. Oh, every golf ball looks the same. They're white dots, you know, the whole thing. But the benefit is, you know, that it has the swoosh on it. He uses it. You know, it's just one of those things that you have that perception.
Yeah.
How does that play into your research?
Well, we need to understand what customers are looking for in that promise. And a lot of what they're looking for is the emotional payoff.
Okay.
And so we talked before on coffee and whether it's Copper Rock, which we love, Copper Rock or Starbucks, or you can get coffee cheaper somewhere else, but it's really not about the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You obviously have to have good tasting coffee, but it's about the atmosphere and it's about the brand. People want to walk around and have that Starbucks coffee in their hand so people see them have mm-hmm. Starbucks coffee mm-hmm. because it's an image they want to portray, just like wearing certain clothes.
Steve, is there a difference in return for the business owner if you're marketing to the emotions of a product versus the analytics of a product?
Yeah, we always want to get to that emotional level because it's where you can get a premium price generally, and it's where you can keep people more loyal.
Mm-hmm.
So people are emotional buyers for the most part. Even us analytics are fairly emotional
right.
buyers.
Right.
And so when you can appeal to that emotion and satisfy that emotion, that becomes pretty powerful.
And you're also creating advocates out there who'll right. tell their friends.
Right.
I go to Starbucks, try Starbucks.
Right, right.
And the other thing is, to get to that world-famous word, is you're establishing your brand.
Right.
That's one of the keys. And when you're talking about your marketing strategy, the idea of branding and how that plays into it, you want to expand on that idea?
Yeah, it's a great point. I hear from a number of companies, you know, I sell business to business, so I don't really have a brand. And the fact is, everybody has a brand. And you can either decide to manage your brand or let your brand be managed by others. And to me, managing your brand business to business is even more critical. So we look at the marketing as kind of a push-pull balance. And when we hear a lot of companies saying, hey, I'm always chasing that next sale. My salespeople aren't out there driving hard enough. What's happening there is they're pushing. And they're 100% on sales, and they're going out to get sales. We want to balance it with some pull, so that customers are actually calling them some of the time saying, can you quote me? I'm looking for this. So we want to get that balance between push and pull. And a lot of companies we see when they're not managing their brand, they feel like they're always chasing that next sale because they don't have that push-pull balance.
Okay. What are some components of getting customers or prospective customers to call to get a quote? What changes from the push to the pull?
Well, it's what we talked about in the back room. It's that integrated marketing plan. And sometimes people forget about you need to communicate and be in people's consideration set before they purchase. So a lot of owners look at this and say, hey, I want to find, as soon as they're ready to buy, that's when I want to get there with my message. Mm-hmm. And what you really want to do is you want to be in part of their life so that when they get to that point, they say, hey, I remember that company. I need to consider them. And that's called a consideration set. So we do an integrated marketing plan through and help companies through that so their customers are hearing a message on a continual basis. And so we're not trying to convert them to a sale. What we're trying to do is stay in their consideration set. So when they do make that purchase, and sometimes purchases are 5 years apart,
right,
and sometimes they're a month apart,
right,
you want to be in that consideration set. Then and only then do you get down into, okay, now I want to differentiate my product and tell you why you should buy my product.
And being consistently in front of those customers or potential customers requires market research to understand what their behaviors are.
Right. And you can do formal market research, but frankly, you could also do informal and ask people. But this is where we would use things like social media. So social media is a real buzz right now. You're not going to convert a lot of people to sale, but it's a fairly low-cost way to keep people out, to keep that message out there.
So they're aware of your company.
Right.
So they're aware of the service you offer.
Right.
So that you'll be one of the phone calls they make when they want to do that transaction.
Right. And part of that is giving people information. So another company I have on, we do home advising for energy efficient advising. And part of what we're looking to do with our message on social media, I also go around the state and train, is we want to be seen as the experts. So when you come to building your new home, who would you build with? You want that energy advisor that's the expert. So part of what we're doing in our plan for that business is really to stay in that consideration set by being the expert in teaching people. So we spend a lot of time teaching. Mm-hmm. There's no sales benefit to that whatsoever.
But there's value coming because they're being educated by someone who they respect.
Right. We're building that brand.
Correct.
So when they do come to that home,
correct,
and they're saying, who would I go with? I'm going to call them.
Right.
Okay. Again, on the branding topic, one of the areas, again, people don't understand is consistency. How do you stress that? Where do you find that?
Yeah, and that's where we actually put together an integrated marketing plan, and we sit down with the company and say, okay, when are you touching your customer? How often are you touching them, and through what channels?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just one channel, but it's, you know, through radio, through social media, through other types of advertising. It's also through what I just went through. Some entrepreneurs don't have the money to do that. So
yes,
you can get out and you can teach people. You can do seminars. You can do other things.
Right. Become the expert in your particular field.
And give to the customer.
Right.
Give them information.
Mm-hmm.
So your website could be a teaching website that,
mm-hmm,
hey, come to my website and learn about how to do this. Some businesses would see that as giving away their business. What I see it as is building that advocacy so that when they need that business or that solution, you're that target.
I found that in some of the clients I work with who do what you just said, Steve, they actually are rewarded many times over because the clients who come to buy are so familiar with how the person now delivers the product.
Right.
They trust them.
Right.
And it's a relationship. And they know because they've gotten, even though the customer didn't think of it as free, they've gotten that free advice. And there's more to be had, but they like the style that the business owner is using to deliver the service.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It just so many intangibles come out of that.
Yeah. They can really become familiar with you before they use you.
Exactly. And that really leaves them, you in their mind when they're ready to transact.
Right.
Yeah. We're going to take our last break right now. We'll come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone number again, and we'll have a few minutes for some questions if you'd like to call and ask Steve a question. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And welcome back to our final segment this morning. Before we continue with Steve, we'd just like to say thank you to the sponsors who help make this show possible every weekend for you. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge is Sarah DeBruin. Just started a law practice about 7 years ago. She does a great job with just business affairs, Legal Business Edge. Also want to thank Bank First National. They're putting up a new building on West Wisconsin Avenue. And we'd like to thank Candeo Marketing, Mike Pulvermacher and his team for helping to support our website for BizTalk at www.biztalkwithscore.com. You can go there and you can listen to pre-recorded programs. We archive all of our programs out there. So please take a moment to listen to some shows that you might have missed. And a special thank you to Larry Desch and Jerry Mader at the Business News for helping to promote our program and their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business or if you're thinking of going into business and you're not subscribed for it, subscribe to it, for only $20 a year, you can subscribe to an periodical that's going to help you grow your business. It'll keep you informed of what's going on in the business community.
Okay. We're talking today with Steve Romy from about marketing. And one of the things I run into is the person says, you know, I'm a little guy. I can't afford this big marketing program. What are some of the things that somebody like that can still do? What are some of the methods or some of the ideas they should really focus on?
Let's start with market research and understanding what customers want. And you can do some of this yourself. There are obviously some risks to doing it, but give you some tricks of the trade. So when you're going out and talking to your potential customers, you don't want them to know that your company name and bias them based on that. So go out and talk to people that don't know who you are and what you do, and ask them just generally about the category. Hey, when you're looking at this category, when you're looking to buy this product, what are you looking for? And you'll find most people will be pretty open about sharing what they're looking for. And when you ask them whether they like a certain product or not, use a scale. A lot of companies, and I use the analogy before, is you'll have that person come out from a restaurant, the chef come out and say, "How was your meal?"
Yep.
And, you know, they're really not going to confront anybody, so it's always good. But
that's an either-or answer, isn't it?
That's right. If they came out and said, "Hey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do we do?" You know, the tricks of the trade, if it's 7 or below, you didn't do very well.
Mm-hmm.
But now the customer can kind of say, well, it was a 7, and you can come back to them and say, hey, what would it take to get to a 10?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's not confrontational, but now you're helping business, you're helping build your business. Mm-hmm. People will help you with that. You just have to listen and not defend, but accept what they say.
And you said listening, too. That's, you know, a lot of people, when they start doing research, they have their agenda.
Yeah.
They know in advance what the answer really is. How do you fight that?
We don't do research. So the one question that we said before is we start all our research with business questions.
Okay.
And the fact is, if you know the answer, then don't do the research.
Okay.
And if you're not going to use the research to change your business, don't do the research.
Okay.
So we look for the business question, and if we're going to answer the question, what are you going to do in your business to make it better because of this research?
Okay, so you
pretty straightforward.
Yeah,
I'm a pretty straightforward guy.
If you're going to pay for it, you better use
business,
it.
Business owners need to be straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we get folks in business or starting a business who have these preconceived ideas, but they have to change their thinking.
Right.
They have to be more realistic about things.
Well, it comes down to the consumers or your customers are going to determine your success. So if you satisfy them, you're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Steve, at this point, as we usually do on all of our shows, we ask our guests to come up with a biz tip, something that you would pass on to the people out there who are starting up a business or have been in business that you feel is important for them to know.
I think the most important thing I would tell people to think about is find that end user, find your customer, and have a passion for making their life a little bit better in some small way with what you do. And if you can make their life better, you'll probably be successful.
And you just mentioned that magic word is the word passion.
Yeah.
When we deal with entrepreneurs, that's key.
Most have passion, but a lot have passion for what they make and not what they can do for the end user.
Okay.
If you think about the customer and how you make their life better with how you what you do, you'll be successful.
Steve, I liked in your comment there before the biz tip, you mentioned go to some folks and don't tell them you're in business and don't tell them you do this, but ask them what do they think about what you're going to deliver.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's so vital because if they know you're in business and you sell that and you ask them the question, they're going to feel like they're getting sold something.
Absolutely.
But if you just ask them in a neutral, unknowing way and you're not trying to trap them, you get such valuable insights from the audience, and those perceptions are shared by a lot of people.
Exactly.
Can you really quickly just summarize, if you had 10 responses from people, what percentage would that be of the population?
Well,
are there some statistical relative things?
Yeah, we generally are looking for more like 40 or 50 to get some kind of representative sample. But again, 10 is more than zero.
Yeah, so if you get 40 or 50, how many people might that represent? Well,
represent most of your population.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's really good. Steve, we want to thank you for being our guest this morning. It was very insightful. Thank you.
Thanks.
And, folks, you can listen to this program as of this coming Wednesday out on biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to re-listen to the program, there's great information here from Steve. Tell us again how they get a hold of you.
You can get a hold of us. You can either go to our website, www.dynamicinsights.com, or give us a call at 720-9000.
Steve Romy from Dynamic Insights LLC in Neenah, Wisconsin. Thank you for being our guest this morning.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you not next week. We have a Badger bump, so we'll see you in 2 weeks. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.